You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
One of the calls that we had on Friday while you were out, there was a woman who called in and she said something about her husband. And you know me, Jer. I often will say, where'd you meet that guy? Where'd you meet? To me, it's just curious. It's a curious way to, you know, get into a conversation with someone because you never know what you're going to get. And with her, she said, I met him in high school.
Yeah.
And we said, oh, high school sweetheart. She goes, yes. And so I said, have you ever dated or been with anybody else? She goes, nope. Her entire life, 31 years, one person that she's dated, been with, period.
Look at that. Long
and
time.
So my question for her, I go, let me ask you something. I said, I can ask this because Jeremy's not here and he would get uncomfortable if I asked
Of course
this.
I would, yeah.
I said, do you ever wonder? And that's all I said. Do you ever wonder?
Do you ever wonder what else is out there?
I didn't fill in the blank. Just, do you ever wonder? Because I knew she would know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't hesitate. She goes, yeah, I have. She goes, I've wondered about it. My husband's wondered about it. She goes, we both have talked about it even with each other.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about wondering what might have been or wondering what it's like to be with someone else. So anyway, that was an interesting chat. And then what do you know? Here come the messages. Facebook, and I got a lot of emails from Mindbender Club members about this too. Cassandra says, Dom, like you, I was intrigued by your phone call with a woman who had never dated or been with anyone else in her life except her husband. I thought about it all day, actually, wondering what the pros and cons might be. She writes, I've been in so many bad relationships over the years that I was a little jealous that she's never had to deal with it. But then I thought, what if she is in a bad relationship, but she doesn't know because she doesn't have anything to compare it to? It's really an interesting topic, and I'm glad you're talking about it on your show, which I love. I appreciate the mix of funny things and interesting things that you cover. Love my boys in the morning.
All right.
That's Cassandra. May I read a couple of others?
Sure.
And we're going to open up phones on this, too. This is definitely something that you can call and chat about if you have been in the situation. Kay wrote, I was someone who married the first guy I ever dated, met him when I was 15, married at 19, and never even kissed another person. When I was 38, he walked in and said he wanted a divorce, and suddenly I was alone. That was the first time I ever regretted that I hadn't developed any experience in the dating world. To be almost 40 and never have done that, it really put me at a disadvantage. And here's what she says that I think is interesting. Kay says, I would recommend that even if you fall in love with someone at 15 or 16, you still should live a social life, and that should include dating other people. If your love is strong, you'll end up together after you both have some life experience.
Or not. Or you won't.
Or you won't.
Or you won't.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? Because
maybe not.
While
you don't know,
occasionally we call them, you know, unicorns, right?
Yeah.
The people who meet someone at age 14, 15, 16, quote, fall in love, and then that's the person they're supposed to be with the rest of their lives. But most of us at 15 or 16, when we fall in love, it's a temporary thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I would say the outliers are the ones that do stick around forever. I mean, that's more rare. Definitely more rare.
Douglas wrote in, I've never dated, kissed, or slept with anyone except my wife. I'm 36, and my friends think it's weird, but I just never had any interest in anyone else. I understand why people wonder if we're wondering about what we've missed, but I never have.
Okay.
Douglas. And then Cheryl said, I remember you asking the caller on Friday if she ever wondered, and she said yes. Cheryl says, I'm in exactly the same situation. I've only been with one person since I was 16. I'm 41 now. And I wonder about it all the time. I think it's human nature. I love the topic, though. Thank you for always providing us with interesting things to think about.
Yeah, I think, isn't that just generally obvious? That is an obvious, yeah, if you've been with somebody for 30 years and it's the only person you've ever been with, it's an obvious yes, probably every single time, don't you think?
Except for Douglas.
Except Douglas, who's still a
smitten.
He
said he's never even
thought
about it.
He's a smitten kitten. But I would say in general, yeah, if you're with somebody that long, you can't help but wonder, you know, and hope you made the right decision. But then if you're all ooey gooey in love, and who cares? You think about it for a minute, then you move on, I guess.
So, you know,
I love it. I love those stories.
The Gwyneth Paltrow movie, Sliding Doors, right? Which is about, if you make this decision, where does your life go? If you make this decision, where does your life go? All of the all the intersections in our life, and I'm not talking about roads, but the intersections of our life where we could turn left, we could go straight, we could turn right, you could go backwards, you could do anything. Mm-hmm. And every one of those has almost infinite permutations of what then happens to your life.
Absolutely. And you just hope you choose the right direction that's right for you, I guess. Or don't turn at all. Just keep going straight. Another great movie is Up, Dom. Disney's Up.
Why, what
happened
there,
the little old man and the little old woman were together forever, and it was beautiful, and sadly she passed away, and he never ended up with anybody else, but they were together forever, and it was beautiful, and it was magical, and I feel like that's what we should all strive for. Just find that one right person.
Yeah, but they never covered in that movie whether or not they were both randy creatures before they got together.
There was a little bit of backstory. Yeah, there was some...
So they never dated the people in Up?
From what
dated?
I recall, yeah, they were together forever.
I love that we're referencing a cartoon.
Yeah, that's the movie we need to be referencing. Up and its beautiful soundtrack.
that's
what I love. It's sweet. It's beautiful, you know?
Let's grab a call or two before we go to break. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you know about this topic?
I've been with the same person since I was 15. So,
and you're how old now?
I feel like I'm pretty 44.
You good with it?
So, yeah, I mean, it's not bad. Definitely, you know, like you're talking about, is there wonder? I think there is. But also everybody that I know, and I know quite a few couples, not necessarily from my high school, but that I've met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Affairs are extremely rampant for people in this situation.
In your situation?
Yeah. People who get with people in high school, their marriages, even if they end up staying together, there is almost always an affair somewhere in there.
Because of the wondering.
Yeah, they wonder
about.
And then they act on
Pretty
it,
much.
I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
How about you guys? So, have you done that you know of?
What, affairs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Not me.
Not you, huh?
But yes, there was. And I'm very adamant with my kids and been very honest with them. I'm like, you can date in high school, you can whatever, but you're not going to stay with them.
But this will happen if you do. This was not in the movie Up at all. This was not in Up at all.
You know what's interesting is when Jeremy said, how's it going? And your response was, it's not bad.
Do you want out?
No. I'm fine with where we're at now. But you change. The person you are at 15 years old, 16, 18.
Absolutely.
Is nowhere the person you are at 40.
Well, what's interesting is the person you are at 15 is not the person you are at 20. The person you are at 20 is not the person you are at 30.
You're constantly changing.
And 30 to 40 is maybe the biggest change of all, I think. Just from my experience. But
Well, Christine, I'm glad you guys worked it out, Christine.
It's super cool of you to call and talk about it. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks
for opening up. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Here comes Hadassah. Hadassah, good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
So what do you want to say about this?
This is my first time on the air with you guys.
Oh, well, welcome. Thank you for calling.
We'll be very gentle with you, Hadassah, I promise, okay?
Okay.
So what do you think about this conversation?
So I actually think that it's good to get experience. And the reason why is because, you can fall in love really young and everything like that, but you're not going to stay with them for the long haul if things don't work out, or you get into your first fight, or whatever it may be. And in my opinion, I think that if you do get experience, you know, you find the type of personalities that you jive with.
Yeah, you start finding out what you like and what you don't like. And
I can't
argue
with
you
that.
You got to, yeah.
The only thing
is
that
test driving vehicles, the old
adage. There are exceptions. There are some people who do stay together. But I think what you're saying is, in general,
it's good to date.
Those are rare. They're rare.
In general, those are very rare. Like, for example, my grandparents are in their 90s. They've been together for over 64 years and still alive and live together. And they've made their marriage work through five kids and...
Bunch of grandkids.
Yep.
Did we lose you?
Might have lost her.
Might have lost
her. That's the whole thing. I mean, it's going to be work. You got to work through 60-some years. I mean, it's not going to be easy. You know, have thoughts. You're going to have conversations. You got to work through it.
Hadassah, thank you for that great call. I do want to say this. One of my favorite stories is the, who was that? Somebody, their grandparents were together like that, like 60-something years.
Yeah.
But starting in year two together, they couldn't really stand to be around each other. Hmm. He moved to a bedroom in the basement. And for the next 60 years, that's how they lived. She was upstairs.
They're roomies.
He was downstairs. And everyone's like, oh, my God, they've stayed together 60-something years. But yet they were lived apart. Under the same roof.
You're essentially roommates at that point.
Because they didn't really like each other.
There was no intimacy, nothing romantic. They were
nothing.
Well, then why? What's the point? Move out.
Well, there you go.
What's the point with that?
Here comes Laura. Laura, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, boys.
Hi.
What can you add to this?
I want to say, you know, my husband and I, we've been together. I was 14 when we met, 15 together. We're still together. No affairs, no cheating, no anything. I mean, we just been together. We love being together. We've grown together, and we really can't imagine a life without one another.
Sometimes you just click, you know.
Sometimes it works.
I've been with my wife for 20 years now, essentially, Laura, and I feel like if I had met her without dating anybody beforehand, I would have stopped. Like, it just was a clicking thing. I would have been the one and done. So I can see how it would happen. If I had met her previously, I would have just been done, and I would have been fine with it. You guys still get excited to see her every day, you know? But you got to work at this stuff.
Let me pose the same question to you that I did on Friday. Have you at least ever wondered about it?
No, not in the sense of being like with somebody else. I think, you know, in a marriage, you're together for so long and, you know, you have your fights and you have your moments and you kind of wonder, you know, am I making the right choice? Would I have something different with somebody else? But then ultimately, I think that love for one another kind of kicks in and it just makes you understand that you have to just talk things through.
Sure.
And, you know, for my husband and I, we just, no matter what life goes, you know, we go through, we just don't want to live life without each other.
You got each other's back.
That's wonderful.
That's cool. You have a very mature relationship.
Super cool. Laura, we got to run. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you so much. So there you go. Now, so we have heard from both sides. We've heard from the people who have only been in one relationship their entire life and it works out great. We've heard from someone who said we've only been in one relationship and we had to deal with an affair.
We've heard
from other people. What?
When you say, do you ever wonder, are you just generally saying sexy time?
No.
Okay.
But that's
I was curious about that.
But that's a big component of it.
Big component of it, but I thought maybe you were just like, hey, have you ever wondered and thought? I mean, because...
Well, not just that. Everything. Like, what would it have been like raising children with someone else? What would it have been like going on vacations with someone else? What would it be like just kissing someone else?
Okay. All right.
So just an
entire relationship, essentially, not just...
And I don't want... And by the way, we're not going to be able to get to the other calls. Thank you so much for... Everybody who has called in, we just ran up against time here.
Yeah.
And I don't want this to come out wrong. It sounds like I'm calling people liars. Not. But I will say I find it really hard to believe that you could be in that situation where you never even went out on one date or kissed one other person. And you're now 35, 40 years old, and you've never
You're going to think about it. Even if you're sitting on the couch with your SO and you're watching a rom-com where the person is dating like crazy in the movie, you're going to instantly be thinking, huh, I wonder if that's how I would have been.
Yeah, ladies, you look over at the guy next to you, he's like just sitting in his underwear, scratching himself,
like, that's
drinking
not Jason
a beer,
Momoa.
Burping, and you're like, yeah.
This is what
how
I picked?
How could you not have wondered?
You've got
because
to.
Because it's no sin to just wonder about it.
Nah. Human nature.
Who was the president? It was Jimmy Carter, right? Who said, I have sinned in my heart because he has thought about those things. He just hasn't acted on them.
Okay.